And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Thank you very much, Chuck Roberts, the head of the Department of Redundancy Department. And I will be, I have such a busy show today. I've got updates on the Prescott Frontier Days rodeo activities, update on the Finley Toyota Center activities, activities at Arizona Downs, all kinds of things that are going to be going on this summer in our area. And all good things, as a matter of fact. And we're going to talk about some blues concerts that are coming up, too. And later on, we'll talk with Lucy Mason about the Prescott Adult Center. So busy, busy, busy. So let's get started. We'll be back with our first guest. That is Donna Tanzi, right after these words. You're listening to the Thursday Roundtable, KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, around the world, KQNA.com.
If you can't chew it, odds are your garbage disposal can't either. This is Jeremy Rushton with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's not uncommon to end up with something in your garbage disposal that was never meant to be there. We get it. So that's why right now, we're offering $25 off any garbage disposal replacement, whether it's eggshells or a pan of grease.
Uh-oh, I've done that.
It's $25 off. Call Yavapai Plumbing and Heating today at 776-7025 or visit us online at ypeinc.com.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company. We have always practiced and trained our staff for the safest in food handling and sanitation, and we will continue to do so. We've printed our new menu, and of course, you can always get our award-winning beers on tap. We took out some tables and spread the others out to increase distance and placed a hand sanitizer station next to our staircase that leads upstairs to our upstairs dining room. We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Links?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Links does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Yavapai Regional Medical Center's Wellness Center in Prescott has relocated to a new location to serve you better. This means that our preventive medicine and outpatient physical rehabilitation teams will now serve you at 1112 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. We've moved to a new location to make way for an amazing new health center and a covered parking facility that are under construction at YRMC West in Prescott. We look forward to serving you from our new location at 1112 Iron Springs Road. We're also excited about the amazing new health center and multi-level parking facility that's underway at YRMC West in Prescott. Follow YRMC on Facebook for the latest construction news and more.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Busy day today, so we're going to get, or I'm going to cut back on the ad libs for a while and talk to Donna Tanzi. How are you doing, Donna?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. And you look lovely today. You kind of, I don't know, a teal or whatever that is, blouse on. It looks very summery.
I don't have my pajamas on.
No. Hey, you. What is it? You're here to talk about the GOP stuff that's going on
here.
Yeah,
there's just lots of things that are going on. And basically, we'd like to talk about the candidate forum that's scheduled for June 23rd.
Ooh, that's next week.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. It's coming up really fast, which Sanford Cohen is going to be the moderator for,
that's right,
for the forum. And it's going to be, it was originally supposed to be in the Ruth Theater, and we've rescheduled it. This is the third time, and we finally just said we have to go with a webinar. And I'm glad we did, because with the social distancing, it's just impossible, you know, with the Ruth Street Theater holding 700 people. So
indoors.
Yeah, we knew we were going to have a problem. So anyway, we have the...
So what does a webinar mean? I mean, we hear it all the time. But to you, when we were growing up, I didn't know what a webinar was.
Well, I just barely learned what a webinar is. You know, it's just basically you're looking at a
computer
screen and you're seeing the base. You're seeing what they want you to
see.
It's
going to be like a TV show on a computer.
Yeah, and you see the candidates on the computer. They're from their home. They're working from their home, let's put it that way. And you get to see them in a more relaxed situation than you would if they were on stage. Fortunately, or unfortunately, we would like you to be able to see them on stage, but that's just not possible at this time.
Not right now,
yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, it could be done, but it would be kind of,
Well,
everybody would be masked up and
it would cut
6 feet apart.
Cut it down to around 150 or so. I mean, when we figured out how many seats, it was not very many people.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, how many people can see this on the webinar?
Well, we have 500. We have a license for 500 people to view. So, but they do have to sign in. And basically, what they're going to see is the five LD1 candidates and all five together. And then also they're going to see 15 Board of Supervisor candidates. And this was pretty difficult to arrange all this, but we have all the districts and all the candidates. They've all been invited to speak, where they'll, talk about themselves for the first minute.
Well, the format would be similar to if they were there. I mean, tell me about Donna and tell me about Chuck and tell me, and then you say, okay, what are the issues? What are you,
Now,
but will you be able to, as a person who views this, would they be able to make questions, present questions?
Well, we have solicited questions in advance from the Republican community, basically. And just a lot of people have submitted questions that they'd like to have asked. So that's the way we're going to do it.
I think that's better, because there was not too long ago, there was an online webinar, and somebody called in and started to dominate and got a little bit weird about it. So this way, we don't have to worry about some nitwit messing it up. Don't look at me like that.
I know. So basically, that's what we have going on at the, in our homes. We'll be able to view this on June 23rd. And the way you get your tickets, or you have to reserve, you have to go online and reserve your spot. So you go to www.yavgop. So
GOP is cap.
Yeah. .org, and just sign up. It'll be easy, because it'll direct you right away to the forum, so they're not going to have any problem finding how to sign up.
Okay, and I guess we should. What time of day will this be on?
Well, the time is at 6 o'clock, and it runs until 8:30. I don't know that we're going to need that much time, but we've.
I bet you do.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And considering, like we've got three candidates in District 1, we have six candidates in District 2, one candidate in District 3.
That's Randy. He's an incumbent.
Yes, he is. And we've got two candidates in District 2 with Craig Brown being an incumbent. And we have three candidates in District 5. So
with Mary Mallory.
Mallory, who is currently appointed, and so she's looking to
theoretically
be
an incumbent. Then.
She's wanting to be elected.
Yeah, well, I think that's only fair.
Yeah.
The District 1, we have Sherry Hanna, Dave McNabb, and Harry Oberg.
That's correct.
Those names sound familiar to me, so they're people that we know.
Well, most people would recognize Harry's name. I know for sure he was mayor of Prescott for several years back. Dave McNabb, I'm not familiar with him. I really don't know that much about Dave.
We'll learn on the seminar.
We're looking for.
And Sherry Hanna's been active too.
And Sherry's been very active. Yeah. Yes.
Now the biggie is in District 2. You got six people running for one seat.
Yes, and it's going to be, I think that's going to be a difficult one because there's not too many people running that have, you know, name recognition.
Jody Rooney is the only one I recognize.
That's me, but yet there's some folks that have some good law background, law enforcement background.
And I want to just say this right now. Congratulations to all of these people because it's easy for a person to sit there in their office at home with their computer and make smart aleck remarks and pick and choose and put out all these stupid things. Here are the people who are willing to stand up and say, here's what I believe in and I want to make a difference. And we need, I think, a lot of more people in this world to understand If you don't vote, don't complain, and if you don't like where things are, get active.
Yeah, exactly.
and in your case, of course, it's a GOP party. You have a pretty big outfit.
Well, yeah, we do actually, and it's growing considerably. We have currently. I can talk a little bit about the precinct committee men if you have a few minutes for me.
Because that's where a lot of times that's where it starts.
Well,
with somebody getting involved.
So many people don't really understand what a precinct committeeman is, and they're really the grassroots of the Republican Party. They do the calling, they do the door knocking, you know, they scrub the floors, they do anything they have to do to, you know, to really get a candidate elected. And basically, we're for all Republicans during the primary. I mean, we have to do our very best to remain neutral, and go out and work for all the candidates, but the best candidate's gonna come forward come August 4th, and then that's who we all get behind and get them elected in.
Absolutely. And we were going to talk about a couple of things here that are a little weird to me. You have a parade, convertibles with candidates. Tell me about that.
Well, we're actually in the parade, the 4th of July parade.
We'll be talking about that later on, yeah.
Yeah, and we're very fortunate. We're number 27, and so we're real thrilled that we're really – close up front, and we'll give a lot of people an eye when they look at all the convertibles we have in the parade and with candidates.
Yeah.
And we thought that was probably the best way to present them, considering the Wuhan virus, and we didn't want to, you know, have a lot of exposure to the people.
Well, yeah.
So we're kind of contained.
Cutting back the handshaking part.
Yeah, that part. But they'll still be able to see them and wave at them and get excited. So that is planned. And then the exciting thing that we're going to do, and I really, probably it's not a more appropriate time to do this, but because the theme of the parade is history, is about our history. History lives here. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. That's the theme. We took it a step further, and we said, let's talk about the Republican history. So we went back to 1865.
I was just a kid then.
Yeah, I know. Gosh, we were all, or 1860.
That's what I meant. And I was just a kid in 1860.
The 13th Amendment just pops out at you, abolish slavery, and just, you know, how how proud I am to be a Republican, to really know our history and know what Abraham Lincoln did and what we all fought for. And yet we're still experiencing some of the problems that have not totally been resolved in people's minds for whatever reason. So abolish slavery was a result of the Republican Party, and we did do a fantastic job, and hopefully that'll sink in to a lot of people out there that really don't understand that.
One of the things that perhaps the candidates will be talking about and what motivated them to get involved would be to look at the history, where we came from and where we hope to go.
Right.
You have a thing called Trump Thursdays?
Yeah, we do.
Tell me about that.
Well, as the head of the Yavapai GOP, you know, we're always trying to figure out how to get people energized to get out the vote. And we came up with a few things. And what we're going to be doing is all around Yavapai County. In fact, there's going to be about 17 stations around Yavapai County. And this goes all the way over to Cottonwood, Sedona, down to Black Canyon, over to Wickenburg. So Chino Valley, I mean, it's huge. And we've got people that are going to be sign waving and, holding their candidate sign. Now, as it is the primary, so they can hold any sign they choose to. You may see McSally sign, and you may see a Daniel McCarthy sign.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's just, we want the precinct folks, the Republican folks that are excited, to get out there and hold up a sign. So if anybody out there would want to call into the Yavapai office, we could assign them, you know, to stand at a certain corner, because we've got precinct committeemen and different folks manning these corners that'll know what to do. And we'll be doing that. We'll synchronize that across the whole county for 2 hours on each Thursday, starting July 16th, and then the following Thursday, and then the following Thursday.
Until
we know who wins our primaries.
In our primaries,
yes.
Where is your headquarters?
Our headquarters is on Union Street. It's right across the street from the courthouse, excuse me.
Oh, yeah, it's been there for a long time.
Oh, gosh, yeah, forever. Yeah. I mean, I've been here since 2001, and that's where I went to register to vote. So.
Yeah. So people could come by there and get, you know, face-to-face talk. And get pamphlets and that type
they
of
can.
Thing.
They can.
Go ahead.
The other thing we're going to be doing, we're going to party afterwards. So that's part of it. I mean, you know, Republicans like to party.
It's a party party.
So somewhere along the line, we'll be meeting somewhere in the great town of Prescott Valley, and over in Cottonwood and in Sedona. The other thing we're going to be doing, which is going to be an addition this year, is we have a calling and a texting program that we're going to, really be targeting folks that maybe have been Republicans for a long time, but they simply don't vote. We really want people to understand the importance of their vote. I mean, when you see what's happening in Seattle, you see what's happening in New York. I mean, we know how important it is to get out the vote, to say that's the only way we can voice, you know, what we're doing and what we're all about is to vote and to get the right person in to make the right decisions and work with us. So that's just one of the things that we really need.
It's a networking opportunity also to get to know each other.
Oh, well, yeah, and that's true. That's true. Primarily, this is the precinct committeemen, but we've also invited the Republican Women of Prescott. We've invited the Men's Forum. We've invited the various Highway 69. There's so many little Republican clubs, and we've invited them all. So They're all going to be out and about. We may even do a car rally where we go through the town, you know, with cars with Trump signs and that kind of thing. So
it's folks, every 4 years, come on now.
It's a rebel rouse.
Yeah. It's every leap year we go through the general elections, presidential and all that. And of course, some of our elections are off schedule, but you know, 2 year terms. But when I talk about the parade, you know, 4th of July parade this year is not as big as it used to be. But you guys are gonna take up a lot of space there. You're gonna be happy to be there.
We plan to.
Now, Donna, again, before we wrap things up. I want to make sure you have an opportunity to if there's something I forgot to ask you about and I think you need to get across, and then of course we'll want to give you an opportunity to tell people about the webinar that's coming up next week.
Yeah, I just again, the webinar is June 23rd. It's sponsored by KQ&A, 11:30 a.m. Sanford Cohen will be the moderator of the event. And the LD1, five LD1 candidates will be on board, along with 15 Board of Supervisor candidates will be available. And to register, you need to go to www.yavgop.org, and that's YAVGOP.org, and it'll come up. You won't have to search for it. You'll know immediately that you need to just sign up so you can participate.
You'll
in the
say
webinar.
You're in.
Yes, yes.
Kind of exciting, and I know that KQ&A is excited to be part of this.
Well, yeah, I know. Sanford's been great help.
And this is something that I think you're probably up to your neck and busyness, but thank you for coming in today.
Oh, well, we appreciate it. We appreciate the time, and we appreciate the efforts that Sanford has made to help us out.
All right. Donna
okay.
Tanzi. And again, that is YAVGOP, YAVGOP.org.
That's correct.
And you can find out more at that site. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more information about things that are coming up on the 4th of July and things that are going on at Findlay Toyota Center and a little bit about the blues festivals that are coming up for the next couple months. We'll be back with more on a Thursday Roundtable, KQ&A, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, around the world, and other great cities on KQ&A.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This is Steve Sishka with Obelson's for Healthy Animals. One of the things that's always impressed me about difficult times is how pets and animals raise people's spirits. They're non-judgmental and don't pay a bit of attention to social distancing. They love you whether you wear a mask or not, and always listen when you're pouring your heart out to them. That's why you should give them the best, and that's at Olson's. You can settle for good enough, or give your best friends the Olson's difference when buying their food, health supplies, toys, and treats. For the last 41 years, we've been feeding pets and animals with the philosophy of good enough just isn't. We offer in-store service, curbside, and delivery from all of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. Experience us at our stores on Facebook, olsonsfamily.com, or olsonsgrain.com. Locals feeding locals pets and animals. That's us.
Hey, Links is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The world's best dads deserve the best Father's Day gifts, and Ace is the best place to find them. We have a great collection of brands dads trust, like outdoor power equipment from Steel and Eagle, power tools from Milwaukee, grills from Big Green Egg, Traeger and Weber, and coolers from Yeti. Find them at your neighborhood Ace or order online for curbside pickup or delivery, and make this Father's Day one dad will always remember with gifts he'll love from Ace. At participating stores, see store for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Hey, there you are. Thank you for joining us this Thursday. I have so many ad libs here that I've written out. I guess they're not ad libs if I write them out, are they? Well, I talked to Lynette over at the Findlay Toyota Center because, a lot of activities that are going on or have been postponed, and we wanted to see what is for sure. Now, this just was announced. They're going to have a Garth Brooks drive-in concert next Saturday, not this Saturday, a week from Saturday, and it's a digital concert. It's going to be live from Garth Brooks' home state, and I believe in Nashville, but it's going to be in local areas, Tucson, Phoenix, up, of course, Prescott Valley, and Canada, all over the United States, and so the tickets are going to be available starting tomorrow. If you want to go to this drive-in concert, it's going to be in a 40 by 20 foot LED high quality screen, and you'll set it up so you'll listen to it on a special radio frequency they have for you. Now the tickets are $100 per vehicle, and you can have six people in each car, so it comes to about $18 a person or something like that. So a kind of an interesting kind of thing. So if you want to go to the Findlay Toyota Center website, they'll give you all the information, but it's going to be on the 27th of June. Now, other things that are coming up, Mile High PBR will be coming up in August on the 7th. That's been rescheduled. The Crossroads of the West Gun Show scheduled for the 15th and 16th of August. Again, everything's up in the air because you don't know what craziness is going on in the virus, COVID-19. The Toby Keith concert, which is September 10th, is on schedule. And I think there's still some tickets available for that. The home show is coming up. It has been moved from the spring to the fall. It'll be September 25th, 26th, 27th. And that is a free admission, of course. And then the REO Speedwagon has been rescheduled for November 13th. So there's just a couple of things that are going to be going on at the Findlay Toyota Center, and you go to their website and you get information on all of that. And I want to make a quick mention about Arizona Downs. They are open for off-track betting, as you know, but no live racing yet. But they have put in for live racing from Labor Day through September. Right now, they said the track, they're working on a track. It's in good shape, and they start bringing in some horses next month and maybe do some training. But this weekend is the Belmont Stakes Saturday. So if you want to go out to Arizona Downs, do some off-track betting, and you know, remember, there's a winner every race, I promise you, okay? And finally, before we take a break, I wanted to talk about the rodeo that's coming up. You might have heard about it. It's the 4th of July in Prescott. It's kind of a big thing. It's been going on for about 133 years. I remember the first one. I was just a kid at the time. But they had J.C. Trujillo and... it was on the show yesterday on the Thursday roundtable, or Wednesday roundtable, but I wanted to remind you that tickets have been limited, and I talked to the ticket office 2 hours ago, and the only tickets that are available now are for the June 30th, July 1st, and July 5th shows. Everything else is sold out, so if you want to get tickets, you better go to their website and buy them now because of the physical distancing they're going to have for seats. They're going to have a dance. And that will be July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th downtown over in front of the Sprouts there. off of Sheldon Street. And July 2nd is the Family Night Dance. That's from 8 to midnight. Then the 3rd and 4th, which is Friday and Saturday night, that's for 21 and over, and that's from 8 to 1. And the bands will be both Sky Daddy and Lonesome Valley. So we didn't have a chance to talk about that yesterday, so just to let you know, the rodeo's pretty close to booked, so you better get with that. If you want tickets for the 30th or the 1st or the 5th of July, do it now. And go to the Prescott Frontier Days website, and you can get more information or give them a call. And we're going to talk about something that I know you love. That is blues music. And we're going to talk with Chris Bridges about Chris Berry about that right after we take a timeout. You are listening to the Thursday Roundtable, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, round the world, KQ&A.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Links?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Links does?
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. With the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic and multiple wildfires burning around the state, Arizona's Emergency Operations Center is keeping busy. Spokesperson Charlie Misra says while there's a lot going on in Arizona, the Operations Center is doing what it does best.
As the State Emergency Operations Center, we support the counties and tribes with activities that are triggered by the fire, such as sheltering and things like that. But right now, we don't have any resource requests from them. We have a trained and experienced staff that's managing emergencies well, and Arizona will continue to support our local agencies for whatever may come up. Our coordination, our collaboration with other agencies is the key.
He says staffing during this time is not a problem.
We have reservists that we have brought in, but it's not uncommon for us to do that on an emergency. We have a very deep bench, if you will, and a deep cadre of reservists.
The Department of Emergency and Military Affairs is part of a statewide team. Sunny, increasingly warm and breezy into and through your KQ&A weather weekend, cooling overnight with clear skies to near 54 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, with highs around 84 tomorrow, 89 Saturday and Sunday, 92 Monday.
In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a late night low near 59. Sunny and breezy highs near 94 tomorrow, 98 Saturday, 102 Sunday and Monday. Your KQ&A News and Weather This Hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Links?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. Nomir Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Links does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
Waters Garden companion plants for June are golden locust, silverberry, Hall's honeysuckle, and portulaca.
Portulaca tolerates blazing sun where the neon flowers attract butterflies.
Available in red, orange, violet, white, and pink.
Great for containers, rock gardens, between sunny stepping stones, or any hot, dry garden space where nothing else grows.
The brighter, the better.
You'll find the toughest bloomers at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle
brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer. When you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
I'm going to vamp. Yeah, see, Chris Berry knows what a vamp is. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. How are you?
I'm fine. You are the president of the Northern Arizona Blues Alliance,
yes,
and with that comes a massive salary and trips around the world and
international fame.
Yeah, absolutely. How you doing, buddy?
I'm pretty good.
You live out in Chino Valley. You live out in Chino Valley?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a group that's called the Swamp Poets.
Right.
Where'd that come from?
Well, there's a couple of things, actually. I spent a lot of my adolescence in North Beach of San Francisco, which was the breeding grounds for the old beat poets. And so I had a real heavy influence of poetry. And
Lawrence Ferlinghetti, for example.
Exactly. Yeah, all those guys were from there. And that combined with the type of music that I play, we just kind of put this prose and poetry in with the swamp style music, and that made sense that we call it swamp.
And this is blues, but it's a mixture. It's not, when people think blues, it's not slow down and out, and it's not. I mean, we were talking during the break. We're talking about Tony Joe White,
right?
And
a lot of
did Poke Salad Annie. Come on,
and that it's just one kind of thing, and there are so many different kinds of blues out there, and so many different kind of influences, and with us in particular. The majority of our influence comes from the Mississippi Delta area, but even that's pretty diverse. There's a lot of different types of blues in that area.
And it's, I think, appropriate that we talk a little bit about some of the shows that you have coming up. One of them we're sponsoring, but I wanted to hit on a couple of them that there's one up by Flagstaff in Belmont. When's that?
We just did one last Sunday, and so they're every 2 weeks. And I think it's one to four.
So a lot of people that listen to this program live in the Cottonwood area, and so they can shoot up there real easy. And what's the name of the?
We also have one in. We also have one in Cornville.
So I didn't know.
Really close. And that's this coming Sunday. That'll be at Cornville at the Old Corral. We have one in in Cornville. We have one in Belmont, which is basically Flagstaff.
And that's Route 66 Roadhouse.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, up in Belmont. So, and Cornville is where again?
Cornville is between...
What's the place?
Oh, the Old Corral.
Old Corral, okay.
Yeah. And the reason we do that is three major metropolitan cities in our, Arizona.
I mean, for us.
But and so there's a lot of musicians in those areas, and so we wanted to give them an opportunity, to get out. It's just a chance for an audience to come out and see really good blues, but it's also a chance for local musicians to come out and play with journey level players. A lot of bands are formed out of it.
Mm.
People come and find their musicians there.
And one I want to make sure we talk about right now is the big one coming up in Prescott Valley in July.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. And I don't know all of the details about that. I understand there's quite a few bands on. I don't know who's all on the bill.
But it's sponsored by our Badass Blues
radio
station, and it's at
our jams, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good for us.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are right in there.
Sanford, he loves it. It's at the Prescott Mountain Valley Park in Prescott Valley on the 25th of July.
Yeah.
Now, who are some of the guys and gals in your music group?
In my group?
Yeah.
Well, locally, I use there's a fellow by the name of Jim Kelly, and a lot of people don't know about how great a musician he is. He is the Jim Kelly who manufactures Jim Kelly amplifiers.
Ooh.
A lot of people know him from that. I use Dr. Tim as my keyboard player. A lot of people know him. My drummer is a fellow by the name of Greg Funk, who's been around for quite a while. Most of the guys in my band have been playing with me for over 20 years. So I have a blues harp player named Paul. Everybody knows him.
Oh, cool, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm, of course, the guitar player. And I'm just trying to think of it. It's pretty much the core band right there. And then we have...
And then you add people from time to time to sit in with you.
All the time. All the time. Almost every show.
You
never know who it's going to be.
One of my buddies I've known for a long time, I had on a show here a month or so ago, was with a group called The Grassroots. His name's Terry Furlong.
Terry sat in with
him. And I thought I saw him with you at the Windsock or something.
Yes. Yeah, matter of fact, we did see you there.
And sometimes one of the things that I enjoy is when I see, especially musicians like yours, and the music like yours, is the guys will look at each other and kind of smile and go off in some kind of riff, and just kind of they're having as much fun playing as the people are watching.
Well, what's really fun about blues music in particular is it's the only genre that I know of that you can call it out by number. And you can say to just about any trained musician, you can say, okay, we're going to do a 1-4-5. It's going to start on the 5. And then it's got to turn around. It's going to go back to the 1. And they know exactly what you're talking about. But if you try that with jazz or you try it with rock and roll or you try it with any other, they can't do it. And a lot of classically trained musicians, a lot of rock and roll musicians, they can't play blues. But yeah, that's so simplified. And that's kind of part of the problem where people get a little bit bored because they think that it's just that straight ahead, what they call 1-4-5 progressions, and they think that that's the only thing about the blues that there is, but it's way beyond all that.
You've been playing a long time, but who are the contemporaries that you look up to in the national scene?
Well, it's kind of funny because I look a little differently than most people. I'm more interested now in the songwriters than I am in the players. I've seen so many players that unless you're the new Stevie Ray Vaughan, I'm really more interested in the singer-songwriters. I'm totally intrigued when I hear a song. I want to know where that came from. I want to know what the idea behind it was. Right now, one of my good buddies, a fellow by the name of Gary Nicholson, and the funny thing about him is, I say Gary Nicholson, nobody knows who I'm talking about, but the man right now is probably the most commercially prolific songwriter on planet Earth. He has over 600 hit records right now.
Ooh, what would we call that? The mailbox millionaire.
Yeah, well he is. Yeah, he is. And
because you get the royalty checks.
So many hit songs for every, and what's the other ironic about him is, he lives in Nashville, so half of what he writes is country and half of what he writes is blues. So he's written for Eric Clapton, Bonnie Raitt, you know, Buddy Guy, Stevie Ray Vaughan, I mean, all the way down the line on that side, and then you go to the other side of the country, and he's written for, you know, just about every country artist you can come up with. And so it's just an amazing guy, but I have a lot of those kind of friends that they're crossover, but they're also, if I said their name, Chad Watson's another one, really good friend of mine. If I said Chad Watson, 99% of people have no idea who he is,
but
in those circles, he's a monster, you know, so...
We were talking earlier, you and I, about the group called The Wrecking Crew. Mm-hmm. And I saw that. I think it was on Hulu or Netflix. It's amazing. This goes back into the 50s through the 60s and 70s. Tell me.
They backed up, yeah. There's a few little groups like that. The Swampers, which was out of Muscle Shoals. They backed a lot of people back in the 60s. Leon Russell was part of that. And actually the Allman Brothers were part of that too. Spooner Oldham, great famous keyboard player and writer. A lot of people that came out of that scene. And there were a few different groups of people that just played on immense amount of records, you know. As just getting back to what I was telling you about Gary Nicholson, the funny thing about him was I hear a song and I love it, and I never knew who played it. And as it turned out, every time I turned around, it was like, oh, who wrote that? Well, that was Gary Nicholson. I'm like, what? You know, I had no idea.
Four in a row, folks.
Years, you know, I could never knew who did it.
I talk about the Wrecking Crew. I remember the story, of course, Glenn Campbell came out of that.
Yeah, a lot of you. Willie Nelson. Glenn Campbell, Willie Nelson. My mind is going blank.
Well, Jimmy Webb was part of that.
Yeah, sure.
And he wrote a couple hits.
Yeah, there were a lot of them. Mac Davis. A whole bunch.
So what made you?
Guy Clark.
Yeah.
The songwriters, you know, Guy Clark, Townes Van Zandt, you know, John Prine, you know, all part of that same scene.
So growing up in the San Francisco area, you just kind of got that vibe. But did you take music lessons or did you? He's laughing at me.
Well, that's.
I mean, how do you get involved?
I don't think I've ever really had a music lesson. I've had people. I think the closest thing to music lesson I ever got was I had someone say, "Just try to do what I do and try not to mess it up." So it just, you know, the love of something. You're gonna, if you really love doing something, you're gonna learn how to do it.
Yeah, you know, I have
following them people around. I know. I was just thinking about that just a couple days ago. There's a famous country songwriter out there named Randy Sharp, and I grew up with Randy. And now when I look back on it, I was probably about 14 or 15 years old. He was already writing hit songs for like Reba McEntire and people like that. And I know that I was a thorn in his side.
Really?
I just know I was, because I can count, you know, how many times that I sat with him while he was playing and played off key. Yeah. I know.
He didn't give me the look?
No, he never did. He was just the kindest, most awesome, most generous man. And I've lost touch with him over the years. But I am, if I ever do see him, I'm going to thank him, you know, because he definitely, you know, he could have went either way. He could have discouraged me, which he never did. He always encouraged me, and I was always welcome to go play with him, even though I know I was a pest.
Yeah. All right. We're talking to Chris Berry, who's got a group called the Swamp Poets. And I want to, again, if you would please go over the schedule and all the towns that you'll be involved with for the next 6 weeks or so.
Oh, boy. We're
you're every weekend.
Just with the COVID thing, you would think that we wouldn't be playing much, but we've all of a sudden all heck is broken loose and we're playing all over the place. But I know that this Saturday night, which I believe is the 20th, we will be, my band, the Swamp Poets, will be at the Route 66 Roadhouse. And actually they changed the hours. I think we're there 1 to 5 in the afternoon.
Okay.
It used to be nighttime. That's the other thing. Nowadays we hardly ever play till 2 o'clock in the morning anymore. It's usually we're home in bed, you know. It's old people. But the following Sunday, of course, this Sunday we will be in Cornville at that jam, and I think that one is, I believe that one's 2 to 5. The following Sunday, we will be at both the Windsock in Prescott. We have a jam going on there, and that's 2 to 6, and 1 to 4 at the Roadhouse. There'll be an open jam there simultaneously. I know the 4th of July we have an outdoor festival. We're going to be playing in the parade, and then after the parade at Granite Creek Park from 1 to 5, we'll have an outdoor festival.
That'll be free.
It's 4 or 5 minutes free.
Yeah. And July 11th at the Alcantara Winery. Where's that?
That's over in Cottonwood. It's actually partway between Cottonwood and Camp Verde out in the Boney Sticks out there.
Well, that's where I'd have a winery. I would have a winery downtown. And then the one we're kind of excited about this coming July the 25th.
That's going to be fun.
Mountain Valley Park in Prescott Valley.
And what's really cool about that is I have an offshoot of the Swamp Poets Band, which is the Swamp Poets Duo. Swamp Poets Duo has probably got more recognition than the band has. And we've won the Northern Arizona Blues Challenge, and we've been nominated twice for Best New Group in the International Blues Challenge out of Memphis, Tennessee.
So, wow.
So that has actually garnered probably a little bit more attention than the actual band has. The other thing I keep forgetting to mention is July 5th. We will be at the Birdcage in Prescott.
That's Sunday. Okay.
And like I said, almost all of our shows, we always have somebody come sit in. You never know.
Well, that's part of the fun, isn't it?
You know. So.
All right. Chris Berry, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And enjoyed visiting with you. And enjoy the music, my friend.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable in just a moment. You listen to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, around the world on KQNA.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for 3 generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company.
This is Roxanne. We just received our 2020 Ranking Arizona's Best of Arizona Businesses publication. This annual publication rates all kinds of Arizona's own businesses. Well, little old PBC and little old Prescott rated in the top 10 breweries in the state again and again. We continue to be relevant in the big world of craft beers with more than 100 in our state of Arizona now. A big thank you.
We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
If you close your eyes, a Findlay Toyota Prescott certified used vehicle smells just like a new car. And when you open your eyes, it looks just like a new car. But when you look at the sticker, it's thousands less than a new car. For a limited time, it comes with financing as low as 0% for up to 60 months. So you'll save thousands on financing too. Make no payments for 90 days. Drive worry-free all summer long. Findlay Toyota Prescott certified used vehicles go through a detailed 160-point quality assurance inspection before they're awarded. A factory-backed 12-month, 12,000-mile limited comprehensive warranty, 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the best vehicles in the industry on a car, truck, crossover, or SUV. It may look new and smell new, but it's thousands less than new. Toyota Certified Used Vehicles, the smart alternative. From Findlay Toyota Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit plus tax, title, license, and dealer doc fee. See dealer for details.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Hey, hello there. By golly. Busy day today, and in case you missed it, I wanted to go over a couple of events, things that are going on in our Tri-City area, Quad City area. And first of all, Arizona Downs has off-track betting at their site, and the Belmont Stakes is this Saturday, so you go out there, and remember, there's a winner every race. And there's a good chow there, too, good food there. My friend Chuck is a chef out there. Now, the Findlay Toyota Center has got a big event they're just announcing, and that is the Garth Brooks Drive-In Digital Concert. And that will be a week from this Saturday on June 27th. And if you want more information and get tickets, you need to go to the Findlay Toyota website or Ticketmaster online and get all the information, because it's going to be a big event, and of course they're going to limit the number of cars that come in, and you can find out more when you go on their location at Ticketmaster or at FindleyToyotaCenter.com. And again, the rodeo, they are going to have a dance. Actually, we're going to have three dances. One on July 2nd, which will be family night, and that will be downtown off Sheldon Street in front of Sprouts there. Then the third and fourth, 21 and over, dance from 8 till 1 o'clock in the morning. And they do have tickets available for the June 30th, July 1st, and July 5th performances. Those are the only performances that have tickets left because of the reduced seating. So you might want to get online with them and book a ticket while you can. So that's going to wrap things up for this edition of the Thursday Roundtable. I'm Chuck Roberts. Remember, a stranger is just a friend you haven't met yet. So smile and say hi, okay? That's going to do it. Stay tuned for the great one on Cake. Who is that? Well, you'll find out. KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood. Around the world, KQ&A.com. Bye.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Cottonwood Area Transit, and Gettles High Desert Mechanical. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.